quotes the Mishnah Megillah, which says that it states that Ein Beyontim L'Shabbos Aloichal Nefesh Belvad. The Achronim quote from the Zohar that the Zohar has this lotion, and it means totally a different pshat from the way it says in the Mishnah. It goes on Aloichal Nefesh Belvad, a person eating by himself on Shabbos. Then on Shabbos is no chi of simcha, so he permitted to have Aloichal Nefesh Belvad. And on Yontim, because it's a chi of simcha, you have to eat with other people, so Aloichal Nefesh Belvad is awesome. But that's not the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Oichal Nefesh Belvad, the word Belvad means as opposed to Machshir Oichal Nefesh. That's the Poshet Pshat in the Mishnah. It doesn't mean a person eating all by himself. I'm going to quote that from the Zohar. Rabbi Yudah disagrees with the Tanakam. He holds that Machshir are also Mutter. Tanakam holds that only Oichal Nefesh is Mutter, Machshir and is us. What's the Heter Oichal Nefesh? So Tosfos writes on the Mishnah, the opening Tosfos, that it's only if it's Eif Shalasas Mabod Yom. This is what Rashi writes a few times in Maseches Beitza. The Oichal Nefesh is only mutter on Yontif if you couldn't have taken care of it before Yontif. Shechita is mutter on Yontif because if you would shecht before Yontif, the flesh would get a little bit spoiled. Chashinu Mechma Bisra. As man as there, we have refrigerators and we have freezers, so there's no Mechma Bisra. So according to Rashi, would be also to shecht as man as there. Tosfos on Tzadikim at Aleph disagrees with the Rashi. Tosfos understood Rashi. It's a question: did Rashi mean this ben Torah? Our Tosfos said the same as Rashi. The Tosfos on Tzadikim at Aleph, the Mamaschal, the Haroda disagrees with Rashi. If Rashi meant to say that this is ben Torah, it's very difficult because the Gemara only says within Rabbi Yudah, Ksiv Lachem, Ksiv Hu Levado. So if it's Eif Shalasas Mod Yom, then there's no Heter Machshirin. If it's Eif Shalasas Mod Yom, then there is a Heter Machshirin. That only goes on Machshirin. It doesn't go on Eichel Nefesh Mamish. So some Rishonim say, the Rav Yor writes, that Rashi holds that the Miut of Levado, that if it's Eif Shalasas Mod Yom, there's no Heter on Machshirin, carries over to Eichel Nefesh also. The Pashtus is like Rav Rishonim, that it's not so. So a lot of Rishonim, a lot of Achreinim assume that Rashi meant Midrabban. That's the way we usually assume. Rashi meant Midrabban. Whenever it's Eif Shalasas Mod Yom, then you're not allowed to do it Midrabban on Yontif. Yeah. What's the definition of Machshirin? So in yeshivas, they usually say the following definition, which is incorrect. The Sefer Malachas Yontif by Rav Moshe Sokolovsky talks about this. So usually say, when the chefts of the malacha, when you're cooking the food, when you're carrying the food to have a picnic in the park, so the chefts of the malacha is the oichal. So that's called oichal nefesh. When you're fixing a broken fork, or you're fixing a broken pot, so the chefts of the malacha is something other than the oichal, so that's called machshir. So the Sefer Malachas Yontif points out that this is not correct. There is a Gemara in Beitzan, Daf Yud Aleph and Mem Aleph, where the Gemara has a machlokes b'shamim misil. Is it permissible to carry the knife to the place where the behema is that the shechet should be able to shecht the behema? There's my Gemara. They used to shecht on Yontif because they didn't have refrigeration, so it was the Eif Shalasas Mabod Yom. So the b'shamai hold that there's a gzera derabban, and you may carry the knife, and then you change your mind, you decide you don't want to shecht. So they made a gzera derabban, you're not allowed to carry the knife. And Bisul will say there's no gzera derabban, and you leave it on a din deraisa. Malichan sakan eitzel behemi, you're permitted to. So there the malacha is, the cheftzah malacha is the knife. And the malachas yontav quotes the Ramban who writes there in Beitza that it's mamish oichal nefesh. It has nothing to do with mitoich, has nothing to do with machshirin. It's oichal nefesh mamish. How is it oichal nefesh mamish? But the cheftzah and the malacha is not the food. Or the Gemara talks about in Beitza and Dafyud Beis on the base. So the Gemara has the machlekes b'shamim misil about mitoich. So the Gemara says any malacha that's mutter for echal nefesh would also be mutter for tzarach hayom k'tzas according to Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai don't believe in mitoich. So the Gemara says according to Beis Hillel, you say mitoich by havora, since to make a fire is an isa derabban and moiled esh is an isa derabban. To light an esh from another esh, menater, it's all the same thing. Whether you strike a match or you carry the knife or you carry the light, You cause something else to burn from the first thing. The Taz wants to make it that Moilad Eish is an Isad Derais, and all the Achrenim don't accept the Taz. Moilad Eish is only the Rabbans. Menater it's Mutter to be Moilad Eish, Menater it's Mutter to carry a flame from another existing flame. It's even Mutter from the Rabbanon. So Havor is Mutter, the Tzorach HaChon Nefesh. So who had the Nami Havor would be Mutter, the Tzorach HaYom Tzas, for other purposes. How was Havor Mutter, the Tzorach HaChon Nefesh? The Heftzah Shel Melacha, the Heftzah Shel Melacha is the fire. Heftzah Shel Melacha is not the food. So you see that that's not really the definition. It doesn't matter what the Heftzah Shel Melacha is. The Heftzah Shel Melacha could be the fork, the knife that we're going to shech the behemoth with, or the Heftzah Shel Melacha could be the fire. And it's still called Eicha Nefesh. So the Melechus Yantav explains, if you fix a broken fork, so the fixed fork is going to be here for weeks and weeks. It may break again after a couple of weeks and you have to fix it again. But it's going to be fixed for a long, long time. So that's called Machshir Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh, Mamish, means I'm carrying the knife to the Mokum where the behemoth is. The knife doesn't belong there. The knife really belongs there. There's a slaughterhouse somewhere else. I really need the knife in the slaughterhouse. I carry it to Shech the Behemah. I'm not going to leave it here permanently. I'm going to Shech the Behemah, then I'm going to take it back after Yontif. So since the carrying of the knife is specifically for the purpose of Shechting the Behemah only for Yontif, that's called Eichel Nefesh Mamish. Or let's say I make a fire, or I carry a fire from an already existing fire, fine. And I want to cook some food. So that's only for the purpose of cooking this food. Not that I'm going to leave the fire, the oil and void over here. It's going to be here for a month. I need a fire now for the purpose of cooking food. So that's called Eichel Nefesh Mamish, even though the Heftzah Shel Melacha is not the food. The Heftzah Shel Melacha is the fire. And Machshirin is when I'm fixing a broken knife, and the broken knife is going to be fixed now for a long, long time. I'm going to use it today and next week and the week after, unless it breaks again. Let's say you'll make a disposable kli on Yontif, and you're only going to use it once. You're going to make a plastic cup on Yontif, and you're only going to use it once. So that's Mamish Eichel Nefesh. I need a cup in order to drink. So that's not Machshir Eichel Nefesh. It's a disposable cup. So that would be Eichel Nefesh. Mamish wouldn't be Machshir Eichel Nefesh. In Eichel Nefesh, also the Tosfos on Tzadikim and Aleph, that same Tosfos quotes, and Tosfos in Beitza quotes, and in Gimel and Aleph, and they're right in the beginning of the third parak in Beitza quotes. All the Rishonim quote, the Rishalmi says, two opinions in Rishalmi. So one opinion in Rishalmi is that we only permit Eichel Nefesh Melisha V'Yelach. Koidem Melisha, we're not allowed to pluck off Paris from the tree. You're not allowed to go hunting for animals. You're not allowed to go fishing. The Ran is the beginning of Perek Ein Sod. You're not allowed to go fishing on Yontif, even though it's Eichel Nefesh. The Rishonim had a big machlokes whether that Iser, Koidem Melisha, the Rishalmi meant taka that it's a din d'oraisa, or it's only an asmachtim of the Rabbanim. The Koidem Melisha, you're not allowed to. So the Ramban in the Melchamas holds that it's a real Iser d'oraisa. The Koidem Melisha, there's no head at all. And the Ran disagrees. He thinks that Koidem Melisha is only an asmachtim of the Rabbanim. So the Ran writes, he doesn't understand how the Ramban can say that it's a din d'oraisa. The Ramban explains that the only heter Eichel Nefesh is the Ramban on Chumash explains it better than the Ramban on the Mohammed. The Ran doesn't quote the Ramban on Chumash, but he doesn't understand the Ramban. If he would have looked in the Ramban on Chumash, Ramban explains it. That just like on Shabbos, the Gemara says if you do Borer Eichel Mitoch Pselus Miyad Biyad, then it's Mutar. So some of the Rishonim say the reason why is because it's derech achila. Whatever derech achila, there's no isa melacha. Other Rishonim give a different shot. So if one should assume like that, whatever is derech achila is no melacha. So then the Ramban says on Yontif, not only derech achila, whatever is normal, derech suda, hachonas asuda. So that's mutar on Yontif. It's not that you have a heter Eichel Nefesh. Just like on Shabbos, derech achila by definition is not called a melacha. So on Yontif, the Rabban explains in his commentary on Chumash that the loshen of the pasuk is different. By Shabbos, melacha is also, and by Yontif, only melacha savoida is also. So melacha savoida means whatever melachas the avodim usually do, way in advance. The avodim go to trap the animal. The avodim go and they go fishing. Or the avodim grind up the wheat and they make flour out of it. The balabasta takes the flour that her husband made already, that the avodim made way before. Whatever malacha is done, l'zman merubah, you don't do that right before you bat. You want to serve fish for supper. So you go fishing that afternoon. You don't go fishing. If you want to serve flesh, b'zman ha'gemar, they had no refrigeration. So the practice used to be they would shech the behemah or the chicken that day. And then they would eat it that evening if you don't have refrigeration. So you can't pull something out of the freezer. According to the Rambam, as man hazeh, the pashtus would be that it would be an isa deraisa to shech the behema on Yontif. The Shagazari discusses, is it mutab as man hazeh to shech because we're so machmen hilchas treifis it may turn out that maybe that the likelihood is that it may come out to be a treifa. We're so machmer in Hilchas Treifas, there's so many things that we're machmer about, the Rabbanon and Sfeikas and so on. But Bizman Azeh, forget about the Shagas Aryeh, that it may turn out the likelihood is that it'll be a treifa. No, Bizman Azeh, it's not normal. Bizman Azeh, it's like grinding up the flour, which the Rabban holds is a Nisa Deraisa, because it's not normally done, Samach L'Sudim. Rabban holds that the Heter is not, it's not that you have a Heter Echel Nefesh. By definition, it's not called Malachas Avoida. Malachas Avoida only the melachas that are done way in advance, but whatever is done in preparation for the meal, just like on Shabbos, whatever is derech achila is by definition not called melacha, according to many rishonim. So on Yontav, whatever is derech hasuda is not called melacha savoida. So the Ram doesn't understand this Ramban. He doesn't understand how can the Ramban say that tchina to grind up the wheat to make flour is an isa deraisa, and then the Mishnah says in Beitz at the end of the first Perek that sometimes to grind up tavlin a yontav is mutter. If the tavlin are such that it would be mefigim tam, and if you would have ground it up before yontav, it wouldn't taste as good. It would lose its whole spunk. So then you let it grind it on yontav. It says, how can it be that sometimes tchina is a melacha deraisa and sometimes it's mutter? It doesn't make any sense. The Ramban explained why. The Ramban says, one is derech suda and one is not derech suda. Since the tavlin are mefigim taman, so that's normally done right before you're about to eat the food. Masheni came the grinding up of the wheat. That's not derech suda. That's not normal to do that samach l'suda. So that's a fundamental machlek. Is the Ran and the Ramban? How do the Ran and other Rishonim? Whether koydim lisha is a din deraisa, a din derabban, and how are you supposed to understand the nature of the heter of oichal nefesh? Then the Gemara talks about ohel. If you make oil kavua, so that's a melacha deraisa bona. If you make oil aroi, so then it's only an isa derabona. And this they all agree, all the tanoim agree, to make oil aroi is also midirabona. And the machlokes hatanoim is, what about tosefes oil aroi? So we paskin la'alocha against Reb Lezer shamutihu. We paskin that tosefes oil aroi is muta. Here there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, famous machlokes. Rashi's opinion is, the last line of Kuflam and Chesam and Aleph and Rashi, Vilon Mutil and Toso. So Rashi writes that the only time there's an Issa oil aroy midirabanan is if you make a gag, if it's a horizontal oil. But if it's a vertical oil, there's no Issa at all. And Tosis before on Kuf Chav Ham and Beis quotes the Rashi. Rashi has in a few places. Tosis quotes the Rashi from Erevin, and Tosis disagrees. They have an Afanig Gemara where the Gemara says regarding putting up the fanas for a sukkah, that if it's a for a sukkah, you have to have shtayim kelchosim, the machleg zatanayim, whether in each time kelchosim, a shlishis afilu tefach, a shlodesh the fanas kelchosim, a revius afilu tefach. So we paskin, shtayim kelchosim, a shlishis afilu tefach. So the Gemara says, if you put up the doifin revi on yontiv, said that since the doifin revi is not necessary, said there's no iser of making oil aroi. But if you put up one of the first three defanas, so that's making it into a sukkah. So that's what Tosis coins an expression, a mechitza hamateres, a mechitza that's machshe the sukkah, a mechitza that's mate tiltel on Shabbos, a mechitza that's mate tashmish hamito. Also the shamish mitos b'fnei haner. But if you make a mechitza, gavoy asar tvachim, even if the ner is on top, higher than the mechitza, says Shulchan Aruch, it says in Tosis, there's muta the shamish mitos. So that's a mechitza hamateres. So to make a mechitza materis is osur. So they argue against Rashi. How can Rashi say that oil aroi is only osur if it's horizontal, if it's kein gag? It's a beferish gemara that to put up the first three defanas, which are mater, the machshe, the sukkah, would be an isa derabbanan. So the yeshivas, they usually say, based on the Rashi, the opening Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, the Rashi writes that a sukkah is nikras Hashem haschach, that the sukkah really is the schach, but if without tfanas, then the schach is not kosher. So when you put up the tfanas, you're really making the schach into schach. So it's really, you're making an oil aroi, of a gag. You're being machshe the gag. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says either tfanas or gag, either horizontal or vertical, either direction, there would be an isur of oil aroi, except if the mechitza is not mechitza amateris, so that's Litznias bialma. So then, by definition, it's always going to be tosefes oil aroi because I have a little bit of tznias. I have walls around the room, and I want to have more privacy. So I put up a mechitza to separate between everybody else and me. the woman is nursing the baby or something like that. Someone wants to eat privately, so he puts up the mechitzas. He has already tznius. He has walls around the room. When he puts up the divider in the room, so that's tosefes al aroi. But if it's a mechitza hamateres, if it's a mechitza that makes it into rishus hayochid or a mechitza that machshe the sukkah, so then you can't call it tosefes al aroi. You have nothing. You have nothing before al pi din. By putting up the tfanis, he making it into a kosher sukkah, he making it into rishus hayochid. So that's not called tosefes. If it's only the tznius b'yalma, so then by definition it's tosefes because he had already much of the tznius before. The Gemara Tosfos on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph quotes the Gemara in Erev and Daf Kuf Beis that if you already have a tefach spread out and then you extend it further, so that's called Tosefes Ol Aroi. If you didn't have it extended at all before Shabbos, then it's the Yisra Rabbeinu Isam Ol Aroi B'Tchila B'Shamas. So Tosfos has two opinions regarding the Pshat and our Gemara. The Gemara says, Karuch Alei Chuta Meshicha Mutal and Tosa. What does it mean? So the first Pshat in Tosfos is there's only one heter. If it's extended a tefach, as it says in the Gemara in Erev, and our Gemara means the same as that Gemara. Then the second day in Tosfos, no, they're two different heterim. One heter is if it's extended a tefach and you extend it further, then it's called Tosefes Ol Aroi. And our Gemara, Koch Alei Chuta Meshicha, is a different heter. That by definition, this is called the Hishtamshus of the Kli. This is not considered making an Ol Aroi. The thing is already set up. So that's what the Chazon Ish has a piece in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. So he says that basically by an umbrella, he quotes the Tshuvas Nadi Bihuda. So he disagrees with Nadi Bihuda. So he says that it doesn't say explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, but there are so many different dinim. So the Chazon Ish interprets all the dinim based on the second day in Tosfos. That Koruch Alei Chuta Meshicha is a separate heter, whenever the thing is all set up already. So he says, our umbrellas are manufactured like that. So when you open the umbrella, there is no asiyah soil. That's the hishtamshus of the umbrella. And if you have, let's say, on a baby carriage, so we usually assume, like the first day in Tosfos, that you have to have, if you want to put the hood up, so if you have the hood is already stretched out of tefach, then you can stretch it further. If the hood is not stretched out yet, you're not allowed to stretch it out on Shabbos Yontov with soil aroi. The Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, what do you mean? The baby carriage is manufactured like that. It already has the hood is attached. So that's like Koruch Alei Chuta Meshicha. Moshe has a tshuva. Somebody asked him, what does he say about the Chazon Ish? So he writes, there's nothing to discuss. Everybody knows the Chazon Ish is wrong, so he's not going to waste his time to write a tshuva. Yeah, but everybody knows the Chazon Ish is wrong. That's the 2 days in Tosfos. The first day in Tosfos is that there's only one heter. If it's extended a tefach. Now Chazon Ish claims that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and this one, that one, that's what it boils down to. They're all saying, like the second day in Tosfos, that there's another heter, that if the thing is all set up. So then the Chazon Ish should say that if you have an Erev, it should be mutter to use an umbrella. So he's not prepared to say that. So he says, he starts beating around the bush. So I think what he means is, he writes one line in the Lashon of the Chazon Ish is, Gorim Pirtza. What he means was that in Europe, the non-religious Jews would use an umbrella where the umbrellas were manufactured already. They would use an umbrella, there was no Erev. So the umbrella became a symbol of Harisa Sadas. So that's why even if you hold the Mikir Adin, it's really Mutter, and you have an Erev, so there's no Isur of Haitzor. But since the use of an umbrella, historically, on Shabbos represented Reform Judaism, so that's what the Chazon Ish says, you're not allowed to do that. That's like Rav Soloveitchik said about the Arkas of the Messana. Arkas of the Messana, the Jews wear one color shoelaces and the Goyim wear another color. So what's the Yisr over here? There's no Yisr. But if it became a symbol of Harisa Sadas, that the Reform, the non-observant Jews wanted to change the color of their shoelaces, so that itself makes it an Yisr. That's what someone once asked Rav Soloveitchik, that in certain locations in India, so the religious Jews arranged to have a non-Jew drive a bus to pick up all of the people to come to shul on Shabbos. So even though driving a bus is a melacha deraisa, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chazon Ish that a mokka b'mokka mitzvah derabba ma'mir liyakam is mutar even on isa deraisa. So the Esrav Soloveitchik, maybe we should do the same thing over here. There are locations in Florida where you have a lot of retirees, and it's hard for them to walk to shul. It's teuchat tchum. It's hard to walk to shul, so maybe they should be permitted to hire a non-Jew to drive a bus, specially to pick everybody up, that they should daven tefillah b'tzibur. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. He said, maybe in India it's mutter, but over here it's asur. So he kept on saying, it's asur, it's asur. And then he said, this is the reason why. Because since in America, driving to shul on Shabbos became the symbol of reform and conservative, that became the symbol of Pirtza and Harisa's Hadas, so that itself makes it into an Issa. Even though you're going to have a Heta, it's going to be Amir Eliyakim or Makam Mitzvah Rabbim. Whatever became a symbol of Harisa's Hadas, that itself makes it into an Issa. So that's what the Chazon Ish, I think, means. He holds Nikar at the umbrella should really be Mutter, because he holds that all of the Achrayim, the Shulchan Aruch, with the Magen Avraham, they're all paskening like the second day in Tosfos, Inami, and the Tosfos Korach Ola Achuta Mashiach. That if the thing is manufactured like that, so there's no issue with all of Asiyas Oil. But the umbrella, that became a fuss in Europe, because the reform used to do like that. The Ramah in Shin Tes Vav, the last line in the Ramah in Sif Aleph, writes a very big chiddush. The Gemara in Erevin that Tosfos quotes, Kuv Beis Amen Aleph, the Gemara in Erevin says if you have a horizontal oil aroi, if you have the gag is stretched out of tefach, so then you're permitted to extend it. The Mishnah Berurah said you extend it over there. Let's say I have a gag this size, so it's extended a tefach, I'm going to start extending over here. So that's not a tefach oil aroi. I have to extend from where it's extended a tefach. I have to pull it further. I'm going to put other things on. But if I have it extended a tefach here and I start adding on the left side instead of the right side, that's not tosefach. You have to extend from where it already is extended at Tefa. So the Gemara talks about a horizontal oil aroi that you're extending. So the din is that a tefach, al tefach, has the status of an oil. The Gemara in Sukkah, on Chav Beis Amin Allah, quotes Mishnais from Aholos, that a tefach, al tefach, is maybe a satumah, choitzitz bifnei atumah. If you have a kezayis min ames, is metami ba'oil. So let's say you have kezayis min ames, and then you have a tefach al tefach gag above it, directly above it, and it covers the whole kezayis min ames, and you put your hands above that, so the tefach al tefach can be choitzis b'fnei atumah, can be maybe as atumah. So tefach al tefach, horizontally located, has a din somewhere, and hilchas tumah has a din of an oil. So that's why in Hilchas Shabbos that's considered a haskalah, and therefore extending it is considered tosefes oil aroi. But the Ramah writes the other way, that if you're not allowed to make a mechitza hamateris on Shabbos, that's how Tosfos says, even though it's vertical, mechitza hamateris is aser, but if you already have a tefach, then it's mutter. Where you have a tefach, which direction? So the Ramah doesn't distinguish, and the Mishnah Berurah assumes in both directions. Let's say you have a tefach 10 tvachim tall and a tefach wide, and you want to extend it further in order to make the fanus of the sukkah. You're going to make a mechitza hamateres, but you already have a tefach extended, or you have a tefach like this. You have to have 10 tvachim tall, that it should be considered a reshus hayachim, considered a doifim for a sukkah. So I have only a tefach, and I have to extend it up or down. I have a tefach suspended in minir. I want to extend it to make it into 10 tvachim tall. Or I want to extend it, it's sideways, I have 10 tefachim tall, 1 tefach wide, I want to extend it, it should be 7 tefachim for the sukkah, I want to extend it, it should be dal ala dal tefachim for the rishus hayachid. So the Ramah says that's tosefes oil aroi. So this is a fantastic chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes that the Tosfos Shabbos, he asks on this, he quotes all of the Achrayim, defend the Ramah, but it's a very difficult Ramah. Then in the Shmir Shabbos Kochas also, he quotes the Ramah. Then he quotes later Achrayim, after those whom the Mishnah Berurah quoted, who also asked the same kasha. You have nothing. If you're talking about a mechitza materis, what do you mean? You have 10 tefach tall, 1 tefach wide. Alpidin, it's not a mechitza hamateris for anything. It's not called a mechitza. A mechitza has to be mitzuruf to a makam. A makam is dalar adalat tvachim. You don't even have a haskalah of anything there. Or if you have, let's say you have a mechitza that's very long, but it's only 1 tefach wide, suspended in midair, then you want to pull the mechitza down to make it into. So you have 1 tefach suspended in midair. It's nothing with nothing. You don't even have a haskalah. If you have horizontal, Gemara and Ervin, that makes sense. You have a horizontal extension of the budya. What do you have there? The mat that's on top of the serving as a roof. So it is extended at tefach. So pidin, you have an ohel for tumah purposes. You have an ohel. If you're going to extend it, so you're going to have tosefes oil. It's going to be a bigger oil. It'll be more choitzes b'fnei atumah, or more maybe a satumah. But yet the tefach you have is already an oil. Here you have nothing with nothing. So it's really a pella. There is a Rashi. One half of the Ramah you could defend. There is a Rashi in Sukkah. There is a machlokes Rashi in Tosis in the end of Erev, and what is the nature of the din of Pitikra Yored V'Soysim. So Rashi's opinion is that Pitikra is based, Rashi writes in Sukkah like that, on Daf Yutes, I think. Somewhere in the Maramakamis here. Yutes and Aleph. So Rashi writes that Pitikra Yored V'Soysim is in of good Achis Mechitzta. Tosis in the end of Erevin on Daf Tzadikei disagrees totally with Rashi. Tosis says that Pitikra Yored V'Soysim is avort, it's like there's a din of Tzuras HaPesach, so this is also Tzuras HaPesach. It's Midin Pesach. The Harai, that the Gemara there in Erevin Adav Tzadikei, wanted to make a distinction. Maybe Pitikya B'Soysim only works if it's Pachas Miyaseh. If it's Yesa Miyaseh, it shouldn't work. Yesa Miyaseh has to do with the Shia Pesach, whether it has a din of a Pesach or not. So the Pashta, Tosis claims, the Pashtas in the whole Sugya on Adav Tzadikei in Erevin is the Pitikya is based on, it's another form of a Tzuras HaPesach. One form is the way we're familiar with, and Pitikya V'Soysim is also B'Toras Pesach, but Rashi says not so. Rashi says that it's a din of Pitikya V'Soysim is based on good Achis Mechitza. So the Tosfos in Erevin on Daf Pei Vav and Aleph is bothered with Akasha. The opening Mishnah in Erevin talks about a person has a mavui that has three mechitzas, some of the rabbanon, you have to make a tikkun on the ruach v'viyah. So what do you have to put? Either put a lechi or put a korah. So the Gemara seems to say in the first perek, there's a machlokes where the korah mishum mechitza, a korah mishum heker. And even if you hold korah mishum mechitza, the pashto says that it's only a mechitza mid the rabbanon. It's not a mechitza min atur. There is such a day, and this was there on, where is it? On in the beginning of Erevin, I forgot already where. Tosis has one suggestion that maybe one day in Tosis that maybe Korah Mishum Mechitza works Min HaTorah, but they themselves don't. They say there's an Amora like that. Tosis has it in a two place on Pei Vav, they have it, and earlier in the first Perek they have it on Yud Ches on the base, they have such a day. But the Pashtis is not so. We hold that Korah doesn't work at all on the level of the Raisa. So Tosis bothered with the Kasha. Why not? Why don't you say Pitikra Yored V'Soysim? So Tosfos says you can't say Pitikra Yored V'Soysim because it's not a tikra unless it's mahil. It only has the status of a tikra if it's mahil on a mokam, and a mokam has to be a minimum of dalat al dalat tvochim. So a kor is only a tefach wide, and it's in the middle of nowhere. So the kor is not a tikra. In order to be qualified to be called a tikra, it has to be dalat al dalat tvochim. But Rashi doesn't seem to hold like that. Rashi says Pitikra Yored V'Soysim is based on gurachis mechitzta. So why should it have to be dalal al dal tvach? That's Tosfos kasha. Why should it have to be dalal al dal? So Rashi himself in Sukkah and Daf Yud Ches, when Rashi is talking about the Pitikra, Rashi answers the kasha. He says, you only say good aches mechitzta, you only say Pitikra Yored V'Soysim if the Korah has a minimum thickness, but if it's very thin, it doesn't apply. He doesn't say what the shear is. So the pashtus is that he probably means a tefach. It's a tefach thick. So according to Rashi, if you would have that Ramah, in the last line in the Ramah, in Shin Tezvav Sif Aleph, the last line in that Ramah said, not only is the Gemara the Gemara is din applicable if it's an oil aroi horizontal, even if it's vertical, if you only have a tefach, you can extend it. So the two kinds of tefach, a tefach from right to left, or a tefach from up to down. So if it's a tefach from up to down, so according to Rashi, if you have a tefach vertical, and you want to go further down, you have a haschala. Rashi holds that according to the opinion they say Pitikra Yored V'Soysim, it has to be a tefach extended a tefach this way vertically. So according to Rashi, you have a haskola of a mechitza. But if you have it the other way, according to Rashi, you can understand that Rama. But if the mechitza is the other way, you're pulling it sideways, you have a tefach wide, and you're going to extend it further. That the Rama says also over there that that's a haskola, and it's called Tosefes Al Aroi. That's very problematic. How in the world is that a Tosefes Al Aroi? You have nothing. It's only called a mechitza if it's relating to a mokum. So a mokum has to be dalal dal tvachim. Mechitza is less than dal tvachim. Why? So you don't even have a haskola of a mechitza. So that's the kasha that the Mishnah Berurah quotes when the Tosefes Shabbos and that the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes. But the poskim accepted this Rama. That's a strange cooler.